I need to speak this message today because 10 years ago, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, last year, this year, I always say this is our time because we were unveiling this pathway, this incredible journey that none of us could see. We were just, all he could see was what he was given, and he would give it to us as fast as we could acclimate to it. And then he'd give another and another and another. And times it was hard. I remember those years where you just step up and just pay the price, step right in the gap and break that open, Tina. And then I could just walk in that anointing. It was so flat in here at times that, and we had this, such a heavy word. Nobody could hear it. We didn't have the atmosphere for it. And she just come in that hammer and break that. And you can't know how much she did unless you were here and all the different elements of this whole body working together to get that pathway and the other side, a model. He said, see that you build according to the pattern shown to thee on the mount. It was a pattern given. We tapped into the frequency of it, and he's bringing it into a full age demonstration now. That's what this morning is about. Confirming that day. This morning, I got caught up in a perambulation and I saw this fountain. We were digging it. And I've been standing in this thing for 2 weeks and asking the Lord, why am I standing in this piece of land right here with this fountain right here? And this lake comes in and this fountain. What is up with this fountain right here? Why do I keep going back here? God, I just went with it for 2 weeks. 2 weeks just went with it. Didn't even know what it was. And suddenly I saw that fountain break open. It was all the love, all the glory, and all the fullness. And it just flooded my spirit like that fountain broke open. And he said, I'm going to give you this to look at the rest of your life. But I want you to remember that every time you see this, you'll know that was the Father's fountain that's coming into the earth. I know that may not mean anything to you, but ever since that fountain has not left me. It was with me coming in, this gushing love, glory. This is what God does. He confirms in the earth before he brings it in. He confirms these things, and I saw it just constantly. It's just flooding. And then Kim brings this word, and I got to share this today. This is a crowning message. I've been waiting 2 weeks to preach this, and I was going to let it go today. And the Lord said, no, it's coming today. Today is the day for this. He set the day up. Amen. The Lord began, listen, this is a prayer model that's going to revolutionize our future. I don't even know how to explain that. The magnitude of, in the depth of being able to birth out the impossible and understand how to do it and then how to teach it and how to train people to move in the impossible realm of the Father. And he began to start this whole year, probably starting in March, he started bringing in all the revelation of the plumb line, and all of his emphasis was bringing that realm of that glory down into the earth. As he said, thy will be done, say done, accomplished and performed on the earth as it is in heaven. He wants a replica of what he has dreamed for you, for us, for our city, for our nation, for the world. He has a dream and it's already completed, and he wants, it's an exact replica of that dream, glory to glory, superimposed into the world, coming out from the Father. And he's taught us and he's teaching us how to move into the Father and not only see the dream, but receive the dream. Say receive. And as we receive the dream, as we receive it, it has to come here and something is going to happen. And even victory's word with the bowl, it has to transform here. Amen. It's going to materialize here. It's all spiritual. Everything done in the Father right now is all in a spiritual, completed, finished state. Full of dunamis, full of the finished work, full of life, glory, love, and fullness. It's all in the Father. And as we receive that in the bowl, it gets mixed in this place called the heart. Your heart has a very glorious function because it can sit in two places at one time. Your heart can be in the heavens, it can be here. And because of that, it's one of the glories of our new covenant, is God can bring all the glories that Christ laid up for as they are down here without second heaven interference. We get to bring in the glory. We get to bring that down. He gets to manifest. We get that incredible, awesome responsibility and joy of receiving direct transmission, Father to Son or Father to Heir. And we receive it in a spiritual state because He gave us a spirit to be able to receive it. And because we can receive it in the way we receive it, we bring it here. But it's still in a spiritual state. It's just up in our belly. Not naturally, it's up in our innermost being. It's sitting up in our, it's a fountain living up inside of this incredible realm called Christ in us. But it's being able to move it from that realm to this realm. And as we get it down to this realm, we're in the final throes of the final promise the Lord made of getting that spiritual inheritance, that promise, perambulated calling, perambulated destiny to move into this thing we call the earth, this natural realm. And how that gets translated here, how it gets superimposed here, how it gets manifested and materialized here. It's the final operation. And oh, does the enemy come after it? You think he comes after going up? He wants that more than anything else because it's the one thing he can't have. It's the restored dominion, the restored inheritance laid up in heavenly places beyond his power of reach. And when he sees it on you, he'll come after it. But he can't have it. Amen. And the Lord said to me when we were doing this and he was teaching us how to loose these things. He keeps giving us so much to equip our prayer time. We get so much more equipping, coming so much more effective. And he's teaching us how to loose. And he said something to me that changed my life. And this is what I'm going to minister to you. And he said something to me. He said, I just don't want to manifest this. I want you to know me. And he said, I want you to know me as your rewarder. He goes, do you know me as your high priest? I said, yes. He goes, do you know me as the lily of the valley? I said, yes. He goes, do you know me in righteousness? I said, yes. He goes, well, I want you to know me as the rewarder. I want you to know the final leg of this journey that I promised that I would do this. If my Father would give it to you and I promised you that I would do it. And I want you to know me as the doer. And all of a sudden out comes this seven operations of the rewarder. Or seven attributes of Christ, the rewarder. But then he gave us eight today. And he said, there's one more. And I'll share that one today. Because eight's the new beginning. Seven's perfection. I don't know if you know this. God does a lot in seven. So I'm going to go through some of these scriptures. But then I'm going to pray how this actually happens. And I'll pray this according to the day of light, and I'll show you what he means by that. Because I've been practicing this for a little while, and it's getting really powerful down here now. Because what would happen, I'd be up there and come down here, but nothing would happen down here. Now it's the realm is starting to show up down here now. And he goes, that's how you know. And now, not only that fountain break forth before service this morning, and then he started confirming it across the board. And this is a confirming word. Amen. And it's huge. I've only been waiting, just to give you a little perspective, for just about 33 years for what is on this page to happen. I am locked in as nothing's going to peel me away. Locked in to see the finality of that prayer model come into a realm of demonstration. You have to understand when the demonstration comes, and it's coming. It's a little better than that being up there. You got to hear. Now we're here to hear. How's that work? I'm going to share some of these scriptures and we're going to pray it. You ready? I won't share all the scriptures, but I'll pray them all. I'll just share the seven attributes and I'll share one or two per attribute. The rewarder. He's the rewarder. In Genesis said, the Lord came to Abraham in a vision saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek them. He said, if you will pray, shut the door and pray to the Father, that the Father can see you in that secret place and you can learn to pray to him there and understand how this process works. He says he will reward, say reward you openly in this jurisdiction. Open reward here. What does open mean? Everybody's going to see it. They may not know the mystery behind it all, but they will see the reward upon your life. What's done in that secret place, what transpires in that secret place with the Father, he'll reward it openly. And the Lord is the one that does that. That is his glory, and he does it to give glory to the Father. But you are a major component in the operation. You don't get to do it, he does it. He's the doer. Wherefore, if you ask anything in my name, in John 14, I will do it. Say, that will I do. He promised he would do it. He promised the Father would give it, but he said, I will do it. Faithful is he that calleth you, for he will do it. I like this. Oh, you're going to hear me pray this in a minute. This is my favorite, becoming my favorite scripture right now. The stone that the builder rejected. You better write that down. It's in Psalms 118. The stone that the builder rejected has become the chief crowning stone. He's not talking about foundation stone. He's talking about our generation stone. They were rejected. He became the foundation stone, but he's the chief crowning. Say chief crowning. Chief crowning stone. That's when he brings the crown out, the Lord. This is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day. Say the day. The Lord maketh into the earth. He's going to make a brand new day. Spawned out of the Father's creative heart. A brand new operation coming out of the Father's realm. A creative realm that's far superior than what we have walked in the former generation. A realm of the unlimited where the Lord will create again just like he created the earth. He will create from the Father's realm. He's the doer. He's the creator. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were made by him. And the Holy Spirit, it's Christ, Jesus, the Word, and Holy Spirit that manifest that spiritual inheritance and they materialize it into the earth with something you can see, feel, touch, experience, encounter. It moves from the realm of spiritual to natural. It's powerful. He does the creative realm. He does the creative work. The problem is he hasn't had anything to work with. It's not that he doesn't work. The Holy Spirit is brought down of operation of God in the earth, and we work with the Holy Spirit. But there's other ones in the Father that we are called to bring out. That we are called to bring out this unlimited realm, the same recipe which he created the entire world. It's a spoken word from the realm that is to come. It's a dunamis from the realm that is to come. It's a creative realm that you bring into the earth, having been caught up in the Father's glory. That's why that series, Time Habitation, was so important. You know, all those series were training ground. What was so important? It launched you into the Father that is to come. Because you can't carry something new if you're not in the new. If you're just waiting for something new to fall, anything new that falls in the earth has to be birthed from another realm. We have to be translated into another realm in the Father. The Father's realm of glory, him that was, is, but is to come. And in that realm is a finished realm we can translate into him, perambulate it, get clothed in it and bring it back. But that, when you speak from that realm and you loose from that realm, that's the stuff the Lord created the whole earth with. The stuff you see, like trees, oceans, mountains. He created all that from the Father's creative realm. And that's what we've been given, the awesome, awesome opportunity. Oh, I pray your eyes be open. Don't ever underestimate the enemy's power to shut the eyes. Man, we have to keep eyes open. Eagle vision. Unveiled. Offense free. We can see. Better be careful when someone starts whispering all the time. Listen, you don't think when you start whispering anything happens. He can veil you. You can't see. If you can't see, you can't move in that realm. If you can't move in that realm, you get cut off. And you go back to this one. This is what Paul saw this day. He said, let us go on into perfection. He saw the order of the king priest. He wrote about it. Melchizedek, and he saw it. And he wanted to bring the whole church there. But his calling was to lay the foundation. But he saw the day. He was caught up. I think he saw our generation. What God was going to open for our generation. This realm of the Father, that we get to participate in the creative realm of the Father again. That we don't have to stand in what is all the time anymore and just be settled. And so this, we get to participate in the creative realm of the Father, and he's reserved this best wine for the last, where we get to move in his creative realm again. We can dream with him, and then the Lord gets to create again. Brand new stuff. Not unscriptural stuff. It's all embedded in scriptural. It's just new, glorious, alive, full, impossible made possible. He's the creator of it. He's the doer. He's the rewarder. He's the completer. He that began a good work in you will faithful to complete it. He's faithful to complete it. He will complete what he started. He said he would do it. He is the finisher. Boy, when I see him like this, I see him hand in hand walking us through, sometimes dragging us through the finish line. When days when you're not all there, he says, come on, I'm going to drag you to the finish line. But he stands in the finish line and says, I'm bringing you to a finished work. He that began a good work in you. He says, I'm the author and the finisher. I authored what you're doing. I'm going to finish it. If you keep my words, I'll finish it. If you won't let go, I'll bring you to a finish line, to a birth, unlike anything you've ever seen, that will affect generations to come. It's a finisher. That's what's confirming in here today, by the way. Finisher. He's a finisher. Watch this. The Lord said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work. When I bring that back into this jurisdiction, by the way, this is the jurisdiction where it all manifests. He said, listen, my meat is to finish his work. And I'll come back here and say, Father, I said, Lord, I have his work. I've been with him. I have his creative realm in my heart. I've been with him. He's painted a brand new image. I'm carrying substance and evidence and glory. And I loose this to you, Lord, for your meat is to finish what the Father doeth. That's what he lived for. When he said, my meat, he's talking about filet mignon. He's talking about medium rare filet mignon. I mean, just think about whatever favorite dish is out there of yours. If you're hungry, I mean, that's what you're living for. That's what he meant. I live to do and finish what the Father's begun inside of me. I live to create it. I live to finish it. I am a finisher. I don't leave unfinished projects. You leave unfinished projects, but I don't leave them. And if you will keep my word, I promise I will not leave you as an unfinished product. I'll finish. Rewarder, creator, doer, completer, finisher. This is one of my favorite here, performer. Unto us a child has been given. Unto us a child has been born, a son has been given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the increase of this government and peace, there is no end, upon the throne of David, to establish this crown henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He will perform the hour, perform the day of the crown. You are a performer, Lord. Against hope, I believe in hope. I stagger no more at your promises. Strong in faith, giving glory to you. Fully persuaded that what you promised, what I've received in this invisible realm, you will perform it in the earth. You will hasten your word to perform it. You are the maker, and you will this day reward us openly. For you began the good work, are the faithful to complete it. You authored it, and now it's the day of the finishing. And I ascribe to you the finisher, the maker, the creator. The whole earth was created by you, Lord. You're faithful to do it. It shall be done. This day of the stone becoming the chief crowning stone, it's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. It's the day the Lord maketh in the earth. Shall rejoice and be glad in it. And the final one, faithful. Christ the faithful. Faithful is he that calleth you, for he will do it. Sarah, consider not her own body now dead. Consider not the deadness of her own womb. Faithful, she judged you faithful, who had the promise. Today we consider not the deadness of our circumstances. Today we consider not the deadness of our womb in past years. Today we consider not any of the miscarriages of the past. For we judge you faithful. Who began this work will bring it to a full completion. You are the faithful. Faithful is he that calleth, for he will do it. Lord, we stand with you and we lock in to keep not only the word going up, not only the word before the Father, I keep this before you until I see the full manifestation. I loose this inheritance into the earth, this day of light that you have begun that is now being brought through the finish line. You're bringing us through the finish line. And Lord, this eighth attribute you added today, a new beginning, the confirmer. I will confirm the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs, miracles, wonders, demonstration, manifestation, and materialization. You are this day the confirmer. You are this day faithful to confirm, openly confirm. I openly speak this word, knowing within my spirit, Lord, this is the crowning message of the entire right hand of God roadmap. The highway of Zion is completing. The highway of Zion is coming into the earth. Oh, Father, the spiritual blessing in heavenly places, now your will, your creative will to be done into the earth now, completed, finished, created, and confirmed as it is in the heavenlies. Thank you. We made it. As far as I'm concerned, the fountain broke forth, Father. I'm going to build that fountain. I'm going to stand right in the middle of it. That is the Father's fountain. That's a new fountain bursting forth in the body of Christ. The Father's ministry is at hand. The hour of the Father's ministry, the mysteries of the Father, the mysteries of the Father's creative realm, and a fountain will break forth. Amen, amen. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Father, thank you today. this glorious day. I had no idea when I woke up this morning what you had in store today. Thank you. All the glory to you. All the glory for this amazing, amazing day you maketh into the earth, Lord. This glorious day. I want you to just understand when I'm speaking of a day, I'm not speaking of 24 hours here. It's a new season. It's a day of the Lord, but it's a season for us. It's a new realm. We give you glory, praise, and honor, Father. Let all this rest. The seven attributes. When you get to do this, you get to know him that way and trust him. So you know he'll do it every time. Just like you know you can get through the door every time. You know you can go to the throne of grace. You'll know he'll do this every time for you. Isn't that glorious? Amen.